It is said that a devotee is shanta because his devotee is free from desires. Because all others have desires and that's why they are shanta. But sometimes in a city, one devotees may get agitated. How does that happen? There is, we consider the negative axis, there is zero, and there is the positive axis. So, at the material level, there is agitation because of unfulfilled desires. And that simply causes distress, that causes agony. I want something, I don't get it, I get agony because of that. Now, those material desires which cause misery, a devotee is freed from them. In that sense, the devotee is peaceful because there are no agitating material desires. However, the spiritual realm is not just a realm of peace, it's a realm of ecstasy. And that means that in the spiritual realm also, devotees have desires. So Yashodama wants to, when is Krishna going to come back home? Radharani is wondering, when will I see Krishna next time? And when they're not able to see Krishna, they feel, our life. What is the use of our life? Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. So this is not just peacefulness. This is actually, you could say, agony again. But no. The difference between emotions in relationship with Krishna and emotions in relationship with the world is that Krishna is always the source of happiness. So we could say that sensual, the worldly experiences, they are essentially, it's poison because it keeps us forgetful of Krishna. So, but there can be sweet poison and there can be bitter poison. So when materially enjoyable experiences we get, they are like sweet poison. It's poison, but it's sweet, so we drink more and more of it. And when we get distress, if that distress also makes us so agitated that we become overwhelmed by it and we don't think of Krishna, that is also poison, but that is bitter poison. In contrast, with Krishna bhakti, it's always nectar. But sometimes it can be sweet nectar, sometimes it can be bitter nectar. Chaitanya Charitamrita gives the example that love for Krishna is like hot sugarcane juice. It's delicious, so you can't stop drinking. But because it's hot, it causes burning also. So what it means is sometimes when the devotees say gopis are united with Krishna, then there's so much joy. So it's sweet nectar. When the gopis are separated from Krishna, it's agony for them because they're separated. But still it's nectar because they're absorbed in Krishna. And that absorption in Krishna itself brings joy. Although specifically, they may be experiencing great distress and separation from Krishna. But because internally there is absorption in Krishna, there is joy. So that the joy is the constant platform of all experience in the spiritual world. Because that joy is coming from the absorption in Krishna. But sometimes that absorption in Krishna is like sweet nectar. Sometimes that absorption in Krishna is like bitter nectar. Now how does this translate for us as sadhakas? When we are trying to do various services in our life, sometimes doing any service means there's anxiety. So, if Prabhupada had been simply desiring shanti, peacefulness, then he would never have left Vrindavan to go to America. He went to America, then he had to suffer heart attacks, he had to suffer people who attacked him, people who robbed him, people who were in various stages of being depraved because of drugs. And all that caused him anxiety also. So, but a devotee has a purpose higher than simply the experience of peace. A devotee wants to experience love. And for experiencing love, a devotee does service. If that service causes anxiety, a devotee is fine with that. Now, like a woman who does not have a child, she may be peaceful. When she gets a child, the child cries at night, child wakes up at night, it causes anxiety. But then, the mother may say, I just want peace, I'll give this child away to someone else. She won't do that because she loves the child. Although there's anxiety, there's greater fulfillment because there's love. So of course, this is mundane. In the spiritual world, it is much more so. That actually, when we love Krishna, we want to experience an emotion higher than peace. So, the Juhu project was going on. Juhu was a major temple which in Mumbai, in India, which Prabhupada wanted to get. And there was a politician who was opposing it. And he was going all sorts of shenanigans, all sort of evil trickery to try to stop the devotees from getting the land. So, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was in charge of the project. He told Prabhupada, one day that, Prabhupada, these land dealings are causing me so much anxiety that They are disturbing my chanting. So Prabhupada, they simply replied, they are disturbing my chanting also. And then Prabhupada said, your anxiety for serving Krishna will take you back to Krishna. Because when we have a relationship with someone, naturally that brings anxiety. So Krishna wants this temple to be established. And if for that I have to take up anxiety, my anxiety for serving Krishna will take me to Krishna. So in that sense, a devotee's ultimate goal is not peace. Devotee's goal is to serve Krishna. Spiritual anxiety, yeah. So, of course, this also has to be balanced. Because we are not at the sadhaka, siddha level, where there can be constant absorption in Krishna. So if we find our anxiety is becoming so much that it is disconnecting us from Krishna completely, then we may decide, you know, this service I can do for some time, but I cannot do it constantly. I will need to do some adjustment. So practically we can do, based on our capacity. But in principle, so when that verse is saying, Krishna Bhakta Nishkamateva Shanta, it is talking about a philosophical principle. That because there is no self-centered desire, there is no karma, so there is no agitation that comes because of karma. But at the same time, there is spiritual desire. And that also brings some amount of anxiety. But because that anxiety increases the connection with Krishna, that is considered positive. So I would say there are two different contexts. In contrast with others, because we have no material desire, because devotees have no material desire, so there's no material agitation. But spiritual agitation actually increases absorption, and that's positive. Okay? Thank you.